Good morning and welcome to University Mennonite Church on this, the fourth and final Sunday of Advent. We're gathered together and it is a joy to be here with everyone. To start off our service, we are going to read responsively this call to worship that's found in the back of your bulletin, and then move into lighting of the Advent candle. So please read with me from the back. O God, my God, I cry out to you.
Asking the life saved to your goodness, forgive the brokenness I have made, certain that I am called to you.
Will I follow the child you sent to lead me? Will I no longer be afraid, but restored?
God, what I am waiting for.
Now, as we light the Advent candles, the theme of this Sunday kind of traditionally is love. So, God, we ask that you would light our lives with your love. Restore us, O Lord, and may we live in the presence of your love and your belonging. Let your light shine in and through us. May each of us heed your call to belong in you through Jesus Christ, bold, grace-filled, and in full awareness of who you are, God with us. Now, Mark.
Let's turn in our blue hymnals to number 174, Blessed Be the God of Israel. And let's stand for the first song, and then we'll sit for the second one. The glad sound, number 184. comments on the text and then prepare for the singing.
Season of Advent, as we're preparing and looking forward to the joy of Christ's child being born, is also one of longing, waiting, and even some desperation. It certainly was for the Israelites throughout their long history of desiring a Messiah. So there's a responsive reading here from Psalm 80 that reflects that desperation and that longing. So please read with me. Stir up your might and come and save us.
Restore us, O Lord, and our hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
Let your hand be upon us and make us strong.
Restore us, O Lord, and our hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord, God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. Now join me in the prayer of confession that's written right below. God, we tire of waiting. We tire of scandal. We tire of bad news. We tire of requests for time, money, and soul. We tire of peace. Because we frequently consider ourselves more righteous than we are. Forgive us for our stingy impatience and grant us your general spirit. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Amen. With that, I want to take some time to welcome visitors, and being the week around Christmas, I think we might have some today. So there's some ushers in the sides. Please introduce someone who might be attending with you, or if you're new with us today, please introduce yourself.
Good morning. My name is Steve Howe. This is my wife, Michelle. It's been a number of years since we've been here, but we're really grateful to be back here with you again today.
Hi. We're happy to have our daughter, Lauren Hall, and her husband, Vaughn Kleinenhaven, and their daughter, May.
Good morning. We're Sue and Kevin Glick from Akron, Pennsylvania, and we're just visiting State College for the weekend. Glad to be with you.
Our daughter, Rachel, and her husband, Kevin, are here from San Jose, California.
Is that it? Anyone else? All right. Well, everyone visiting, welcome. We're glad you're joining us this morning. Now, now we move to the time for the children to come up front and be led. And go ahead, Mark. Come and see, come and see. I am as a
That's okay, because I'm going to be using some of this floor space. Okay, Christmas is only a few night times away. Did you know that? It's going to be real soon. Do any of you have questions? Wait a minute. Do any of you have, questions about what you're going to get for Christmas? Yeah, you have some questions? Okay, well, I don't know if we're going to answer those today, but it's kind of an exciting time, isn't it? What about dreams? Do you ever dream about Christmas? No? Okay, well, there are some dreams that are important in the Christmas story, okay? And we're going to talk about some of those now. Do any of you dream at all? Do you remember some of those dreams? Well, I have a daughter. Do you ever have dreams that scare you? Yeah. Well, my youngest daughter named Caroline has dreams, and she acts out her dreams while she's still asleep. So you can imagine if you would hop out of bed in the middle of the night when it's dark in your room and just start running as fast as you could run, what would happen? You'd run into something. Run into the walls, run into lamps. So while we're sleeping at night, sometimes we get awoken by crashes and bangs from my daughter's room. So that's kind of weird having that kind of thing happen. But today, I want to talk about dreams. And before we get too far into dreams, interesting little bits of trivia about dreams. You guys know what trivia is? They're little facts, okay, about dreams. All of us dream. We may not remember it, but we all dream, okay? We have about, on an average, about 12 dreams every night. We don't remember all of them, but we have quite a few dreams. Dreams increase in length as we go through the night until just before we wake up is when we have our longest dreams. Trivia. Doesn't do any good, just little facts to know about it, huh? As we get older, we dream less, and we remember few of our dreams. So you guys are dreaming your maximum right now, and it's only going to go downhill from there, the number of dreams you have. and the amount you can remember those dreams, okay? But today, with dreams, I want to tell you about a dream that took place in the Christmas story. There are several dreams that took place, but I want to talk about one in particular, and this is a dream that Joseph had. Who was Joseph? Yeah.
Jesus' dad.
Jesus' dad, okay. So Joseph had a dream, and I'm going to act out that dream a little bit. You're yawning already, so that kind of makes me tired. So here, what did Joseph's dad do for a living?
He was a carpenter.
He was a carpenter, right. So I don't know what a carpenter wears, but I assume a carpenter may wear a hat. So I'm going to put on Joseph's hat. And Joseph had a dream. So here's Joseph getting ready. I'm sure he might have a pillow to lay on, so he had a pillow. And he probably had a little blanket that he liked to cuddle up with. And probably a teddy bear. So Joseph laid down and was going to take a nap. Oh, he fell asleep.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
Oh, wow. What happened? Oh, man, I had a dream. Oh, you know what? You know, I was thinking that maybe I wasn't going to get married to Mary. I was thinking, I don't know if I want to do that, but wow, I had an angel come to me in a dream, and now I'm going to marry her. Oh, boy, this is great. So, what do you think Joseph felt like when he woke up from that dream? Scared, excited, confused? What kind of feelings? I mean, if you had a dream where an angel came to you, that would be pretty exciting and confusing at the same time. I know that before the dream, Joseph had all sorts of questions about whether he wanted to marry Mary, whether he wanted to take Mary as his wife. But after that, I think he didn't have any questions at all. What do you guys think? So that's an important part of the Christmas story, is Joseph and his dream. Thank you all very much for coming, and have a very happy Christmas, okay? Bye.
We're moving to a time of giving of offering now.
Shining bright, come love to this world tonight. Alleluia. Come broken, come whole, come you wounded deep in your soul. Come any way that you know, Alleluia. There's a humble stable and a light within. There's an angel hovering and three wise men. Today a baby's born in Bethlehem. Alleluia. Come doubting, come sure, come all you fearful to this door. Come and see just what love is for. Alleluia. Come running, or just walk slow. Come, you weary on your broken road. Come see him and shed your heavy load. Alleluia. There's a humble stable and a light within. There's an angel hovering, and there's three wise men. Today a baby's born in Bethlehem. Alleluia. Come darkness, come light, come new star, burning bright. Come love to this world. Alleluia.
God, it is with gratitude we receive the physical blessings of this earth, and it's with joy that we trust them back to your service. In preparation for the sermon, I'm going to read Matthew 1:18-25, of which a portion was already read during the children's time. And this is the quick snippet of the story of Jesus, or the angel speaking to Joseph. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
Where is he? Where is that guy who was laying down here with a pillow? Where is he? Ah, he's back there. You, I want you to listen. Because you didn't quite get it right. I want you to listen. I'm old and it's been years. It's been long ago. But what a night. Nothing like sleeping like that on the floor. No, it was a night that changed my life, made me a new person. I'd even say I was reborn that night. Before that, I was just Joe, the carpenter, living a quiet life here in Bethlehem. I went to the temple. I said my prayers. I did what I was told. I tried to live a pleasing life to God. But that night, that night, I was named Earthly Father of Emmanuel, God with us. That was my beginning, Joseph, the father of Emmanuel. Let me tell you about it. Well, I had met Mary the year before. The match was made, our wedding date was set. She too, she was a good girl, upright in faith. Rarely did she leave her father's house, and if she did, her head was covered. She was with family. I liked what I saw. When I got glimpses of her, those dark eyes would meet mine. And I saw something in them, a depth of character, a depth of character that I had rarely seen. Ah, this technology, never easy. Yes, a good wife I knew she would make. And a good mother for the sons I hoped to have. We had plans. But then the whispering started. Could it be Mary with child? How? Why? Was I not a worthy enough man to wait for? I upheld the law. I had not laid with her. What was I to do? That writer, Matthew, he tells my story. He made it sound so easy. What were those words? Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man. You can see it there. It's written. Being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her in public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. That choice to turn her away, that was the first of many hard choices I would make as the new Joseph I was born that night. How could I marry her if she was pregnant with another's child? I had no choice, but no, I would do it quietly, spare her life, for she could be stoned for that. And no matter what, Mary didn't deserve that. Oh, but I had been awake for nights, agonizing over that decision, pacing the floor, praying to God, looking for another way out. And I was heartbroken too. Mary's eyes, they spoke to me of a marriage made in heaven. I wanted her as my betrothed. My dreams, they were dashed. And then when I had finally resolved to divorce her, that's when I drifted off into sleep. Lord knows I had work in the morning. I was exhausted. And then, well, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. How can I even put into words what happened next? That writer of yours, Matthew, he makes it again sound so, what would you say, humdrum. He wasn't there. He's just trying to help you understand what happened that night. But like I say, I'd fallen asleep when something like a person, but full of light, like brilliance, like seven suns. Was I asleep? Was I awake? This being spoke to me. I heard it. I heard it, I tell you. Was I dreaming? It felt so much more real than a dream. I've had those nights, I've had those dreams over and over where the light came and spoke to me. And each time it was spoken with authority. And each time it told me to do something unexpected. How could I refuse? When the angel of the Lord speaks, you listen. But the first time I saw that angel, I was terrified. Afraid? No, not afraid. Terrified. This was no dream. I was in the presence of the messenger of God. Do not be afraid to do what I tell you. That's what I was told. Do not be afraid to do. Terrified, Matthew should have said. But first, before he told me to not be afraid, he called me Joseph, son of David. Now, most folks call me Joseph Bar Jacob. That's my father's name. I'm Jacob's son. But this messenger from God called me Joseph, son of David. He knew how to get to my heart. Yes, I am a son of David. I can trace my lineage back 28 generations. You look earlier in that Gospel of Matthew. He wrote about my family tree. I am part of the royal line of David, the king. But I get sidetracked. That messenger, he had me now. Because as son of David, I knew I was being asked to do something. I knew I had something to do. And those words, they changed my life. And you know, they changed your life too. What did it say? You have it there in your bulletin. It said, the angel said, Joseph, son of David, listen to it one more time. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. For the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. For he will save his people from their sin. All this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him, what? Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Don't divorce Mary. All those plans, all those sleepless nights I'd had agonizing over it. Instead, I should marry her? This babe that grows inside her womb? It's not from an act of unfaithfulness, but from the Holy Spirit? The angel tells me Mary is to have a son begotten not by me, but by the Spirit of God. So much to take in. But that angel seems to be saying that I would be the father, the earthly child, father for this child, for I was to name him. And that's the job of a father, to name. I was to name him Yeshua. Yeshua, the one who will deliver his people. I, a common Joe, am supposed to take Mary as my wife and to take this child as my own. Naming him Yeshua. Yeshua, the one who will save his people from their sins. And, you know, then it began to make sense to me. Because the angel reminded me of that scripture we'd read in synagogue over and over through the years. The one that says in Isaiah. In Isaiah, hundreds of years ago, he said, look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. I could have laughed out loud. I wonder, did Isaiah say those words just for me? Did he prophesy just so I, Joseph, would know? That I, Joseph, was somehow a part of his plan? Oh, I tell you, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Isaiah said that someday a Savior would come, named Emmanuel, God with us. It was so much for me to take in. That night, so long ago. Sometimes I wonder, what would have happened if I did listen to that angel? I had a choice that night. I wonder. But that angel changed me. How about you? How about you back there? Do you have choices? Hard choices of what to do, what to believe, what to act? Do you sometimes wonder if God is speaking to you? Now, maybe you don't have an angel come in the middle of the night. But maybe you feel a stirring in your heart, or an uneasiness or a restlessness that won't go away. Maybe somebody says something that just makes you pay attention. The Lord works in mysterious ways. But when you hear that voice, when you sense the presence of God, I want you to listen. Because my choice made a difference for me, and it made a difference for you. You see, Isaiah said, "They shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Emmanuel doesn't mean God is with me. No, it means God is with us. The work of the Lord, of our holy God, is not just about me or about you. It's about us. The Lord sent my son, Yeshua, to save us, all of us, from our sins. For you, my friend, you're a sinner just like the rest of us. But God knows. God knows what's best for us. If we think we can do it alone, we get in danger. We need to be a part of the us, not only for our own good, but because we're part of a community. Being a part of us is both responsibility and a privilege. It's a promise from God. God with us, Emmanuel. It means we're never alone. Never apart from God. And never apart from each other. The Lord is a mysterious one. You all, you live in a dark time. Just like way back when. And honestly, it's been dark through most of history. I got a secret for you. The darkness, it ain't going away. But it doesn't mean you're alone. No, even in the darkness that you make, the darkness in the world around you, the evil that we see out there, I want you to remember. Listen, listen closely. This whole Christmas business, it's because God gave us Jesus, Yeshua, Emmanuel. Jesus is God's flesh and blood. Jesus came to save us from that darkness that is in us and around us. And you need each other. That's why you gather here in these pews, in your homes. That's why we be kind to the one at our Christmas table who grumbles. That's why we check in on that neighbor who might have nothing good to say about anyone. Together we sing, we light candles, we celebrate that the light has overcome the darkness. And why? Because Emmanuel, God with us, us, it's our promise and it's our responsibility to take care of one another, to take care of all of the us's here in this world. I was made new that night I chose to welcome Yeshua into my home and into my life. It's made all the difference. How about for you?
Thank you.
Let's turn to number 211 in the Blue Book and sing, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming," and let's stand while we sing.
Now for a time of announcements, if there's anything that anyone would like to share for the congregation.
Join us for the Sunday School Hour after getting a cup of tea or coffee down in the basement. We will be discussing what we're waiting for and God with us.
Speaking about coffee, I'm going to get a little message for Oseo. He's not here, but I want to say something. Of course, he always talks about coffee. So please sign up if you want it. Make it. You know, you can clean it up. You don't want to make it and clean it up, which I like to do. I don't drink it. But it's downstairs, and I might pass around the center guard, too, maybe, for Oseo. So let you guys keep that coffee going.
Anything else? Well, with that, we're going to close with this song that we've sung every Sunday in Advent, Prepare the Way of the Lord, and do a little bit different this Sunday. Mark and I are going to lead from the kind of the aisle here so that maybe we're like facing each other a little bit, and part of the reason for that is there's several reasons why we sing congregationally. One is that we're repeating the words in unison, and hopefully affirming the trueness of those words we're saying. And then the music also resonates with our emotions in a certain extent. So as we close this Advent season together with this song, let the words as we sing them to each other and to our own souls, let them sink into your spirit. And it's a repetitious song of that the same line: "Prepare the way of the Lord, that all people may see the salvation of our God." Let that really be ascending to us as we go into this week of lots of joy, but also some challenges sometimes, as Ruth mentioned, and as we all know. So I also encourage you, if you remember the song, look up at one another and not at your book if you know the lyrics well enough. So please join us. And God, we leave from this place with joy, with anticipation of what you're doing. Please be continuing to prepare our hearts daily for your advent, for your incarnation in our lives, that we may be messengers of your good news, that Christ is here among us, that God shed his glory to experience the pain of this earth, that he is not far away, but that he is with us.
So please rise. Somewhat famous.